Welcome. I've gotten back to taking that online course, The Science of Well-Being. And today's lesson is about the importance of meditation in being happy. The science shows a wandering mind is an unhappy mind. If you clutter your mind with too much, you might be busy, but you probably won't be happy. And speaking of happy, one thing that I've noticed the past few weeks, I've experienced a kind of joy that I never experienced before. It's pretty simple. If we can just get to a normal family moment, in the past it would have been just that, a normal family moment. But last night, my daughter's happy playing with her 5-year-old brother. He's happy. My wife and I have a glass of wine. It was the most immense joy that we got to the smile, that we got to enjoy the evening. For us right now, that's a really, really, really great moment. And a few nights prior, it was just the opposite. We were looking through the Instagram handle of a child who has the same thing my daughter has. And he went through all these different stages of the healing protocol. Some of them are really intense, like the part of the protocol that we're in right now. Others are less intense, but it was just daunting, too much to process. It made my wife and I very unhappy to look at this Instagram, pushed all of our triggers. And it's no different for any of us. A wandering mind is an unhappy mind. Should you choose to dive 1 month into your future, it might help you plan things, but the science says it probably won't make you happy. We've all heard this before. Personally, it never stopped me from wandering thoughts. But now, wandering thoughts can ruin my day really fast. It's just too much. And I can't afford to be a head case right now. So the discipline to make today great. Because if my mind wanders, I'm walking on hot coals. You want to nurse a 3-year-old back to health? Make today great. You want to inspire your employees to bring their A game in this post-pandemic economy? Make today great. If you want to feel better about this moment in time during a year that's been absolutely impossible, make today great. And you might be wondering, how do I do that? Business is down, I'm worried about COVID, missing the family members I can't see right now. Start here. Be happy in this moment, because the science says you cannot be happy in any other moment, only this one. And the happy you is going to be the one who thrives in this new world. Question for you today. No matter what's going on, can you pull up your chair to this moment in time and be richly, deeply, totally present? Start here. Be happy in this moment, because you cannot be happy in any other moment. And the happy you is the one who thrives in this new world. Take a moment to get more comfortable. So any thoughts that are yanking and pulling on your attention, just let them go. Let's come to our centering thought. Just this moment. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, just this moment. if your attention wandered just this moment. Coming back to the moment. The science shows a wandering mind is an unhappy mind. If you clutter your mind with too much, you can be busy, but you probably won't be happy. No matter what's going on, can you pull up your chair to this moment in time and be richly, deeply, totally present Start here. Be happy in this moment. Because you cannot be happy in any other moment. Just this moment. Peace.